Welcome to the show. This is our week 13 results and week 14 derby preview show. Some have been waiting a very long time for this week. My name is Bov. Joining me on the pod tonight, we've got Harvey. Christopher, how you doing tonight?
I'm okay, Bov. I'm just okay.
Just okay?
Well, you look good to me. You look good.
No, okay. Just okay.
Just okay. All right.
I'd say good. Good.
We've got the star. Scotty's been waiting a long time, quite honestly, for this episode. Scotty, so how are you doing tonight?
We're here. We're going to bring out all the stops. We got Spence here with us. We're going to hope for some good luck, some good vibes. Say hi to Uncle Ross, Uncle Chris, Uncle Bub.
What's up, bro?
We're going to try, our best this week. We're laying it all out on the field. It's time. Let's go.
He looks really, really ready. Hey, Spence, any thoughts on the derby on week 14? This is your first derby. Congrats, bro. No thoughts.
He's ready to watch football on Sunday and get it done.
I love it. All right. We also got Ross from Dose here on the pod. Brother, how was Disneyland?
Oh, Disney was insane, bro. Disney was insane, dude. It was like so many rides and so many drinks and so many rides. Can't beat it, honestly. And then followed it up with a insane dub. So it's just a great weekend, bro. Love SoCal.
Hey, top three Disneyland rides. Go. Ooh. Both parks.
Ooh, both parks. Guardians by far number one. Nothing even really close, if we're going to be honest. Two, probably. We're going to go Space Mountain for the nostalgia, because it's always been a dope ride. And then I'm torn between Incredicoaster and Soarin'. But probably going to go Incredicoaster, Soarin', probably four. Just on the bubble.
Wow.
All right.
That was awesome.
I happen to know someone who actually works at Disney.
Do you?
She's behind you.
I don't know if I should say this too loud, but did I hear that you maybe snuck some shots?
Yeah.
Into Disneyland?
Yeah, 24 of them to be precise. 24. Put them in this hydro flask right behind me. I fit about 12 in mine. Buddy Kyle fit about 12 in his. And just went to some corners. Looked sketchy, but just took a couple shots. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, in case a manager at Disneyland happens to be listening to this, I will say that you definitely did not sneak a hydro flask full of 24 shots into Disneyland.
We did not do that.
Okay.
All right. It was Disneyland, not California Adventure, right?
That's right. All right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a wonderful time, bro. That sounds lovely.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. On tonight's show, we're going to quickly recap week 13. Some of these matter ahead of Derby week and some don't and had no implications. So, and then what we will do is we'll give the scenarios, and then we will talk about who might win this derby, which I'm suddenly a part of. So good times. All right, we got to start with this one, because it kind of continues a theme that we've seen all season. And we had a couple of matchups actually come down to Monday Night Football last night. Whenever you get a primetime game that flies over the total in the game was like 40.5. Star, were you on the under on that one, Star?
Yeah, I've been on the under the last couple of primetime unders have been amazing, but can lose one or two.
Yeah, not this week. They went 3-0 this week, and the total in the Bengals Jags total was like 40.5, 41, and I think it ended with 65, 34, 31. So almost got it, Scotty, but not quite. And because there were a lot of points, it helped Big Tuna absolutely explode for 121.5 points and come from way behind to defeat Hot Seats, 121.5 to 113. It's Tyler's seventh straight win. NorCal Tyler is just quite honestly a completely different human and completely different team. And it improves him to 8-5. Just remarkable, remarkable season turnaround for Tyler. 121.5. That's with a zero from Kyle Juszczyk because of buys, man. And for hot seats, this is devastating. I mean, Stev was a point lead to get to 7-6, be firmly in a playoff spot. And now his playoff spot is very much at stake, where Tyler has clinched at 8-5. Harvey, you've been just big fans of both teams, NorCal Tyler. Stev and Steve, great guys, defending champs. What's your biggest takeaway from this crazy comeback from Tyler to clinch himself a playoff spot?
But like you said, I love all three parties involved in this game, but this was an absolute heartbreaker. Don't know if I can – actually, that sounds sketch. Stev had a rough day on Monday. Monday morning was rough, and this just – is a punch in the gut that he did not need, did not deserve. So I really feel for Stev right now. I think he's in good shape. It's two good weeks in a row, just unlucky L's. And not much else to say about Tyler Above. He's NorCal. He's insane. Everybody knows that by now. So really, really heartbroken for Stev, though.
Scotty, you want to echo any of the sentiments for Big Tuna? I got a text. So first of all, I don't know if people know this, but shout out Tyler Menard, loyal podcast listener of the show. Appreciate that, brother. Share it with your friends. And I got a text from him, NorCal, all caps, Big Tuna. And he was fired up. He was absolutely thrilled. When he saw, I said, okay, was it when, because Chase got the long touchdown from, also shout out Jake Browning from Folsom High School, local ties, love to see it.
Hey, GG. That's GG.
And that's GG. And so I said, when Chase got the long touchdown, did you think you were going to come back? He had McPherson, he had Zay Jones, so Christian Kirk, I think, injured his testicles on the first drive. Oof. Yeah, that's pretty bad. And that opened the door for Zay Jones. Commish doesn't need to hear any more Zay Jones after what happened last season. But Tyler comes all the way back. Scotty, this is just phenomenal for Tyler.
Yeah, incredible. Love that you listen to the podcast. What's up, Tyler? See you soon. Banger Bells, Kings game, early January. Can be dope. Big Tuna, NorCal Big Tuna. He even knows it. We all know it. It's real. It's a real thing. He's legit. He's great. He's a really great team in this league. And hot seats are good. They're another good team. Just ran into a great juggernaut of a Big Tuna this week. And I would not want to see this Tuna franchise come week 15, Bob.
Okay. Ross, you're top of the mountain right now. One seed clinched. Pick your poison. First pick clinched. You're looking down kind of at the landscape of the league, and you're going to have to pick a first-round opponent. And when you survey the playoff landscape and you see these two teams, Tyler clinch, Stev in playoff contention, anybody on your radar here?
Everybody but Tyler is on my radar, pretty much. I mean, feel very confident we could beat anybody but Tyler, and there's only one reason why. It's because he's insane. Dude's insane. He's crazy. Scored so many points ever since he moved to NorCal. I think the only way we could beat him is if I move back to NorCal. So I'm considering that right now as we speak. So stoked to see the kid. Banger Bells, a couple weeks. Going to be a party. Going to be a reunion. It's going to be just three insane dudes in the same garage. Drinking some festive drinks. I can't wait. So maybe some other people can get insane until then. But as of right now, it's just going to be three insane dudes in one garage.
All right. Tyler is alive for a division win with a win in week 14. So we'll get to that in a little bit. And for Stev, currently holding down the 7 spot at 6-7. We got 3 6-7 teams at current 7, 8, 9, the final non-derby spot. So Stev, playoff hopes are tenuous. I miss word of the day. I miss Andrew.
I miss Andrew too.
Yeah.
I don't, to be honest.
Who? Who?
GG.
Yeah.
All right. I feel
irrelevant
like
franchise.
Somebody would guess tenuous word of the day. He'd do his little sound. Just Andrew, we miss you. We hope you listen to the pod. Hope you're listening, brother.
I do miss the sound bites. Sound bites were
those were fun.
Oh yeah.
All right. Next game. Also implications. No QBs for Lamar Nader in week 13, and it did not matter at all. Lamar Nader with 0 quarterback points, with 2 quarterbacks on a bye, 100.5. He's still in the Lions, 87.5. Lamar Nader improves to 9-4, 100% in the playoffs. And East Dillon drops to 6-7, currently outside of the top 7. Boy, I've got to be honest. I was going into this week thinking this guy's got no QBs. One of those no QBs is literally who his team is named after. There's no way this guy is going to score more than like 70 or 80. And then to my absolute horror, Derrick Henry scores twice. Alvin Kamara scores twice. Nico Collins goes absolutely out. And the guys just soon score 100 points with no quarterbacks. And I'm just beside myself here taking another L. And I don't really know what else to say, so I'll throw it over to you guys. Scotty, how about this?
I mean, this is impressive. This is what you need from your role players come late in the season. It's December. He's getting big production out of guys he drafted later, out of the late Nico Collins, Evan Ingram, Keenan had an off week. Like, this guy is talk about not wanting to see in the playoffs. I'm not wanting any part of Lamar Nader. We've given them shit all year for their team name, and they've just responded. They've been setting lineups as much as they can when they've got warm bodies to plug in. So sad to see it for you, Bub. Dedicated podcast member, headed for the Derby with the likes of me. Kind of gross, but wish you the best of luck. See what happens.
How about you, Harvey? Thoughts on this one, how this went down?
I remember last week I picked Lamar Nader, but it was full troll, Bub. I did not think this was possible. I mean, the guy's projected 70, like, just unreal, the amount of rushing touchdowns he was getting from Kamara and Henry. Oh. Kamara even had one called back.
Yep.
Freaking Evan Ingram gets his first touchdown of this season. Like,
yep.
Holy unlucky. But, Bub, sometimes you got to just score more points, like Dose always says, and 87.5. I'd say when you're playing a good team, that's not going to be enough. I know injuries, man, were insane, but yeah, crazy.
Ross, Oliver, Eddie, anything on Lamar Nader as you kind of look down at your playoff competition?
Yeah. I was actually just talking to Oliver, and he was whispering on me. I was muted. I was like, dude, that team is not insane, but that was like an insane performance. And I was like, that's well said, Oliver, the cat. Like 0, 0, 0.5. I don't even know how all this adds up to over 100, bro. This is crazy. that was just a crazy performance. Unlucky L. But I mean, like, on the flip side, it's basically like you started three guys that put up goose eggs too, because you got K. Pickett, D. Johnson, T. Al Dyer. Yeah, so It was pretty much even, just based off some of the guys that you started. Injuries, man. I get it. It sucks. I hope you figure it out for the Derby, man. It would be tough for this many pod members to miss it. I hope one pod member makes the Derby, man, because there's so many of them.
Thank you.
Appreciate that,
brother. Yeah.
So East Dillon needs a win to make the playoffs. Otherwise, Derby. And their week 14 opponent does not line up for a victory. So we'll get to that in a little bit. And for the Gustafsons, congrats on ending the playoff drought. They are neck and neck with Tyler. Now, Lamar Nader can't catch Dose for the division. So Lamar Nader is locked into fourth or fifth. And I'd be surprised if a top three seed picked Lamar Nader, but you never know. And so we'll wait and see. They'll await their playoff fate. Hopefully there's no committee involved, those of us that follow college football. So, Gustafson's, see you in the playoffs. Love to see it.
Love it.
Let's go a couple of other of these quick ones that didn't really have too many implications other than seeding. We'll quickly go to – well, no, let's do this other one. This mattered. Lower scoring – and that's okay. All you got to do is score more points to your opponent. Sergeant mm-hmm. Santor hangs on for the win, 77.5 over Fly Harvey Fly, 71. Chris, is that your lowest of the season?
Oh, it's got to be.
71, okay. Absolutely humongous win for the commish with a low point total. He was needing a win badly and got it. So improves to 7-6. Mark is currently holding down the sixth seed and will play for his playoff spot in week 14. And for Harvey's in the playoffs, no worries, but Harvey is now tied in record with Big Tuna, and they happen to play each other week 14. So Harvey will either be the division winner or the fourth or fifth seed. But Chris, I mean, you know, I know part of you wanted to put the final blow on the commish's season, and it didn't happen. So what are your thoughts on this result?
Rather get it out of the way now than in 2 weeks, Bev. That's my freaking thought. I'm getting trolled all week. One bad week with no receivers is all of a sudden just good. I know what I'm capable of. Haven't been below 90 since like week 5. That's just good though. Yeah, no worries over at Harvey. Really wanted to beat Mark. I said last week it was going to be a struggle if the Eagles game was the same score as the Eagles Bills game. I figured I had a chance, but I mean, Jalen 17.5. I needed a Geno game from him. What the f- Geno Smith, by the way. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Commish team is trash. And it's just a classic commish win. When he needs it most, the guy he's playing has his worst week of the season. He puts up in the 70s, gets the win, and that is looking like good pick-your-poison fodder for me. If I was in some insane team's position, but I'm not. Been there a lot recently in previous years, so good luck, Rob, with that pick. But yeah, Harvey's good. Harvey won't do anything in the playoffs. Just a good, solid team. And yeah, congrats, Kamish.
Scotty, it's funny because last week we talked about how Geno really let down the Kamish on Thanksgiving while somebody was doing the dishes. Geno was not scoring fantasy points. Well documented. And now Geno potentially saves the commission's season. So how excited was your dad? This did come down to Monday night a little bit. He needed T. Higgins to not score and as the Bengals put up 31 points, it's got to feel like he kind of squeaked this one out with T. Higgins not finding the end zone.
Yeah, he feels like he squeaked this one out. He was sweating this one all night in the fourth quarter. T. Higgins was open on a post route over the middle, and Browning decided to go a different direction over the middle, shorter. So that would have been it for Harvey. Yeah, I know my dad was peeking Thursday night, Gino going deep to, I think it was Metcalf for like 73 yards. Started off strong, held off Harvey, got the win. But, I mean, Harvey's right. He's going to get his guys back. He's going to be back in the 90s, 100s. And, yeah, the commish team here isn't going to – there's not a lot of saviors here on the bench to bring him up much further than this. This is kind of where his team's at right now. Needs Herbert big time in the playoffs. Can't be scoring 6 points total against New England this late in the season. So, yeah, commish – he's going to try his hardest. I'm rooting for him. Probably week 15 plus. So hopefully we can pull it together.
Ross, any final thoughts on this? Any assessment of this Harvey team going forward?
Yeah. Good team, man. Good team. He's going to be good in the playoffs. Probably not going to pick him just because he's good. I'm probably going to pick a bad team. It's, you know, typically the smart move. So whether that is Mark, I don't know. His running backs are pretty good, pretty good. So still got a lot of research to do, but tough L for Harvey. But like you said, he's in the playoffs. He's getting this out of the way rather now than in a couple weeks. I love what he said there. He's got his mind in the playoffs. Love that. And congrats to Mark on a big 77-point win.
All right, couple games left here. Not a ton of implications on this one other than the Gifford Bowl was just an absolute beatdown. Wide, Wide West quietly has won 3 games in a row. GIF, there is a scenario where GIF can make the playoffs without the Derby. He is now in that group at 6-7, beating his dad 115-65.5, almost doubled him up. And this was Deebo 5.5, Metcalf 27.5. My God. At Gifford, quietly, not totally out of it. Don, arguably very out of it. Anything here from anybody?
Yeah. Has anyone like looked at Don's lineup? He started. Like started 2 guys with a bye, man. He didn't even try to get a win.
I was gonna bring up potential collusion, but
collusion.
I didn't really want to go there.
You started a kicker on a bye, man. Not that any of this would have mattered. You know, dude won by like 70 zillion points, but interesting.
Not a good look.
But hey. Congrats to Matt Gifford on 3-game win streak. That's huge, bro.
115 is not too shabby. That's with a T Boyle in the lineup too.
Yeah, love that.
Hey, Bov, I would guess that the show is the only. I could be totally wrong. The only league in the United States where Taysom Hill has been allowed to just sit in a running back spot all season, and no one gives a after it's brought up. It's like, sweep it under the rug. All good. It's crazy. It's a fight that's not worth fighting. And I'll just stop right there because I was going to say something mean, but Harvey has learned, and Harvey will be nice. It's December. It's Christmas time. Love Matt Gifford. Love the commish.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy freaking holidays.
Love the holidays.
All right. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Anyway, the scenario for Matt Gifford is losses from East Dillon and hot seats and a win. He would jump to 7-7 and get the 7 seed. So there is the scenario. We're watching the video right now. Those holidays. Sorry, you're going to be totally lost, but just holidays, man. It's just a great time of year. Tis the season, as they say. All right, a couple more here. Let's do – okay, All-Stars, We'll see you in week 14, 54. Scott, All-Stars, first of all, 2-11. Scotty, congrats on this has got to be the worst season in franchise history. For those who don't know, this is the 20th season of the show, and I'm looking at it right now. Star finished 3-10 in 2010. And right now the Star is, wait, is that right? There used to be, how many weeks did there used to be in the regular season? 13, right?
Yeah,
it would have been 3-10 and all the way back in 2010, Scotty. So congratulations on the worst season in over a decade for the Star franchise at 2-11, 54 points. So we'll get to you here in a minute. Cesar Medeiros, congrats to Dana and Graham. 104 points, gets the win, 8-5 back in the playoffs for the Lions. Congratulations, guys. Injuries, man. Dana loses Trevor Lawrence. Dana loses Christian Kirk to the testicles. Dana loses T. Dell to the ankle. Dana loses C. Watson to the hamstring. Injuries, man. Brutal.
Wow. My pick him. He sucks.
Brutal. So we'll see what Dana is able to pull together, but we'll be in the playoffs as a division winner. So Dana, hopefully the time works for him. We're going to get him on next week's Pick Your Poison pod. So Scotty, do you have anything to say for yourself?
No, other than I just checked my all-time record and now I am 3 games below 500 lifetime. So this season has been devastating for lifelong Star fans. We need to pull out some more wins.
Where do you check
history
that?
Tab. League history.
Thank you. Does that include like RBC?
I don't know if that includes the playoffs. Expert sports years though.
But does it include like week 17 when I'm like the 12 seed and not even doing anything? But I'm still like technically playing someone.
We got a spreadsheet somewhere.
I don't think we actually play people week 17. Anyway.
We'll check. We'll get it straight. Either way, irregardless, a 2-11 season is going to absolutely kill your lifetime record. So
yeah.
Either way, it's a pretty big dent in the Star franchise's historic totals there. So but congratulations, Dana and Graham. And then is the last one Dose? Is that the last game? I don't think we've gotten to that yet. Okay. Last game from week 13, Dose and a Half Men. Pretty standard at this point. 113 to improve to 10-3. And Goomba Gang 91.5. That's, you know, there's some derby teams that scored 54, 65. 91.5 from Goomba Gang is definitely on the right track. 3-10, not a good season for GG. But hey, maybe they're approaching Bayek. Ross, really the only thing left for you to play for is the franchise record for wins. 10, there's a couple of 10-3 seasons in here. 10-4 season back in 2020, but no 11 win seasons. That's what's at stake in week 14. Just your thoughts on the season, brother.
Dude, been insane. Started off super average. We were like just okay. And then all of a sudden, win after win after win after win. And then we hit insane. And then we just keep winning. I don't know the last time we didn't score over 100. It feels great. Me and Kenny are loving life. The show's awesome. The show is so much better when you're just winning. It's a great feeling. We just got to keep this going in the playoffs. We got to win our fifth ring and have the most rings all time in 13 years. I think I came in 2010, something like that. So it would be awesome to get 5 rings in 13 years. That's pretty crazy, bro. That's insane, to be honest. If we're thinking about that, just listeners, think about that. That's insane, bro. That's dynasty. That's crazy, bro. 5 rings, 13 years. So hopefully we can pull it off. Job not finished yet. Love our team, love our players, love Ryan Kenny. Shout out. Dose.
Now, Scotty and Chris, I want to get your take in just a second on just this talk about rings here in week 14. It's interesting. But Ross, the only thing, is there any concern that number one overall pick Patrick Mahomes is like the 24th best fantasy quarterback since week 8? Is there any concern about that going forward?
Absolutely. Guys, garbage. Luckily, we have such a solid, balanced rest of the squad that it hasn't affected us. But he is terrible. That guy is the worst for – like, I think we picked – Herbert at the dose pick last year, I think, and he was terrible. I was like, God dang, that was the worst first round pick ever. This is the worst first round pick ever. Dude's terrible. CJ Stroud's the GOAT. He's carried us. Love him so much. Hopefully Mahomes steps it up. You know, maybe he's just gearing up for a playoff push. But to answer your question, I am shitting bricks about Patrick Mahomes.
Harvey Starr, we're talking about rings here and the regular season hasn't even ended. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to save this take for next week, but since we're talking about it, I mean, this guy is flying high for weeks and weeks and weeks. He's talking about rings. He's got no injuries, man. He thinks he's the shit. I think it's all going to come crashing down. I think it's all going to come crashing down. I have to say.
Sheesh.
I think it's an old Chinese proverb. Pride comes before the fall. We'll see.
The hell?
We'll see.
Maybe.
Yeah. Any thoughts? Or is Dose just too insane?
I mean, Dose is whatever. GG is crazy, though. I'm seeing 20s. I'm seeing double digits scattered around with tons of buys, man.
0.5.
GG is insane. Browning's elite, like Jordan Love. He made Ross even maybe sweat a little last night. I don't know. I think I heard that. but I love GG. I've been in Ross's position many times recently and have not won a title. So sometimes it seems really easy, but it's not. Shit happens. A guy had a freaking heart attack on the field my championship game last year and caused the game to get rescheduled and ended up not mattering. So I got like no points. So yeah, shit can happen, Buff. So keep celebrating, man. You're insane. Congrats on the win. Another ring, fifth ring. Good job, Ross and Ryan. I guess we'll all just wait for the draft, right?
Whoa. By no means. We can back it up that I say that we had a lock in for a ring. Everyone acting like I just said that. I just said
I heard, I'm not I heard finished. Fifth. I heard fifth, I heard ring. Fifth ring. At least five.
That's what I heard.
I heard we got our eyes on the fifth ring. It'd be cool to do that in five rings, 13 years. That'd be awesome. If you're listening to the audio, please just rewind a little bit. You're going to hear Ross of Dose say it would be cool to do that, but job's not finished. There's no cockiness going on. You know, he asked me how my season's been. That's how I feel. We're going to do our best to get there, but we're not there yet. So we're going to keep trying, keep winning, hopefully.
If the fantasy gods are listening to this, just ignore the last like 6 minutes of the podcast. Just if they're listening. So, all right, here's where we're at after 13 weeks of fantasy football. Dose clinched one seed. Dana clinched division. Will be the 2 seed with a win in week 14. Harvey and Big Tuna are playing for the 3 seed in week 14. Lamar Nader will be 4th or 5th. Doesn't matter. They'll be picked or not picked, and they'll have a first round opponent. Here's where it gets interesting. Sergeant Santor clinched playoff spot with a Week 14 win. With a loss, it gets a little dicey for Mark because he has a lower point total than the current 7 and 8 seeds.
Shocker.
And he plays the 7 seed. So with a loss, Mark is going to need an East Dillon loss as well to preserve his playoff spot. Gets a little bit tricky for Mark if East Dillon wins and he loses, because he loses the tiebreak to East Dillon at 7-7. Beyond that, we talked about the scenario for Matt Gifford to get in, needs losses by hot seats and East Dillon and a win. And then Derby, no matter what, are Los Cuervos, Goomba Gang, and All Stars. Any questions?
Oof, no.
Other than when is the draft for me and Scotty, but all right, let's get to it. We just talked about East Dillon's scenario is must win and have a must win and have a commish loss to get the 7 seed. Standing in East Dillon's way is 8-game winning streak Dose trying to get the franchise record 11th win. Harvey and Star, is there any way in the world East Dillon beats Dose this week?
No. Not without injuries, man.
If Lamar Nader can win with 0 quarterbacks, I think anything's possible. Obviously, Bub's going to make some trades to fill his lineup.
Talks have been overwhelming today.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's likely, but it could happen. That is a fact. It could happen.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
The most likely scenario here is for East Dillon to fall into the Derby. And if that happens, Justin Jefferson has not played football. Anybody, there's one person on this podcast participating in another league called Goobly, and he knows that Justin Jefferson has not played football since Week 5. If there was ever a time for a first round pick to return and just go out and put up a score, Justin Jefferson, it is quite literally now or never. So we'll see what happens. Unlikely that we'll beat Dose, because Dose is just freaking insane. But the Derby is the likely path for East Dillon for the playoffs. We'll see what happens with second QB. See what happens with a running back. Really hoping to have Jonathan Taylor this week. But injuries, man. And Ross, good luck, bro.
Hey, thanks, bro. Yeah, no, good luck to you, man. I know this game probably matters a lot more to you than it does me, but I wish you the best, man. And yeah, man, hope you get some trades going, because this lineup kind of sucks. Yep. So best of luck, brother.
Ross, you got any message to your squad? I mean, yes, you have everything clinched, but hey, 11 wins would be a franchise record. Is there any message to the squad about legacy?
Yeah, just one guy. Just messaged one guy, and that's Patrick Mahomes. Stop sucking. We need you, bro. Maybe 12-plus points this week, please. If you don't, you'd be pissed. Legacy, you know, it's – you know, that's what the ring would do. Not this 11 win regular season. That doesn't mean too much for us. So we got our eyes set on Ring 5. You know, we haven't got there yet. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. But I think Patrick Mahomes needs to step up if we're going to get there.
All right. Next game with massive implications. It is Sergeant Santor against Hot Seats. Mark squeaked out the win last week to be in great position at 7-6. A win would guarantee a playoff spot. A loss gets interesting because he loses the tiebreaker to Hot Seats at 7-7, and then it depends on what happens with East Dillon. Hot Seats, hey, this was a once promising season at 6-2. They've lost 5 straight. trying to salvage the season and hang on for a playoff berth. They can get it done with a win over the Commish this week. Ross, why don't you start this one? Give me a winner. Does Hot Seats break this losing streak and clinch a playoff spot, or is this Commish solidifying his own spot?
Ooh, this is tough. This is tough, man. I think Hot Seat's gonna break the losing streak. I think they're due. Mark, I think, is going to be the victim of overthinking the lineup this week. Past couple weeks, there's been a running back go off on the bench. I'm sure he was stressing about James Conner being the result of an L this past week. So I think it's going to happen again, and Hot Seats is going to barely squeak by.
Scotty, who you got here?
Oh, man. As much as I want to pick my dad, I just saw him score 77, and Hot Seats scored like 90 to 100 last week. Hot Seats has taken some L's with like guys like Kenneth Walker being out, DJ Moore having a crappy quarterback. So it seems like he's kind of got a full roster right now. Michael Pittman went off. Laporta's solid. I think that Hot Seats kind of get it rolling. I called it a couple weeks back when he was down and out after that Texans loss that a field goal hit the upright. I was like, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. So I think unfortunately he gets the win here, and my dad's going to have to hope for a high score and a low score from East Dillon to make it in.
Harvey, who you got?
Bob, I think Commish is hearing the noise. He's hearing, oh, another lucky win in the 70s for old Mark. So I think he's really going to bring it this week, but if there's ever a team due for a freaking win, it's Hot Seats, man. I think they'll be over 100, pissed off. It looks like they took another unlucky L to Commish week 314 to 112. He's tired of that crap happening to him. He's going out. We're talking 120. We're talking 130 here. And I think the Commish just will not have nearly enough, although I do think he will be higher than his 77.5 from this week.
All right. Next game with some implications. These teams are both in the playoffs, so no stress about making it. But this will decide the division. It will decide who is part of Pick Your Poison next week. Fly, Harvey, fly against NorCal Big Tuna. Scotty, why don't you start this one? Who you got here?
Let me see here. This is a tough one. Fly, Harvey, fly is getting his guys back. He's been called good a lot. We've called him great in the past. He's trying to get back to that great level. He wants to win the division. He wants to pick your poison. He wants to pick somebody that he knows he can beat or has beef with. So that would be pretty cool. It'd also be cool to get Big Tuna on the pod, since he's a pod loyalist. Would be great to get him on here. I feel like he hasn't picked his poison before. That'd be pretty dope. In terms of who's actually going to win this matchup, I got to go with Fly Harvey Fly, as awesome and great as Big Tuna is. I think we're kind of overrating this or underrating Fly Harvey Fly in the last few weeks. I think he makes a statement win here over 100.
Ross, who you got?
This one's tough, man. This one's tough. But the last week is going to be the game of the week, but this one might be. You got a team that's just been insane versus a team that was so close to insane. Last week's pod, I was like, if he goes over 110 this week, he'll be insane. And then he got 70, which brought him down to okay, good level, you know, like more good than okay. But just looking at this lineup, but just so much more than good, you know. I'm gonna say Tyler wins.
All right. Harvey, I mean, you got something to play for here. You're playing for a division. Your thoughts on the matchup?
Definitely not too concerned about division. Been there, done that. Don't matter. I'm in the playoffs. That's all that matters. We're focused on 15, 16, 17, not 14. Obviously, want to win this game, though. I really want to shut all these clowns up and go for a big week like I have done many times, as has Tyler. So I think it'll be a banger. Zeke's a wild card. I don't know if he's completely washed. He's going to get like every touch, though, so we'll see what happens there. Stafford at Baltimore's a little sketch, so I think I got the edge on matchups, and hopefully it's better than 70 this week, Buff. I'm almost positive it will be. And love Tyler. Probably be texting him this weekend. And good luck, brother. See you at Banger Bells. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Great ally. Great ally.
Next few games have a derby contender, derby participant against a non-derby. So we'll do these quickly, and we'll just kind of talk about the more so the derby guy. Wide Wide West versus Sace Armadillos. Dana is locked into a division win. He can get second with a win. He might fall to third. Wide Wide West, there's a slim chance he can climb into seventh without needing the derby. So we don't need to focus on Dana too much. He's obviously trying to figure out what he's doing at quarterback in the playoffs if Trevor Lawrence misses multiple weeks. Injuries, man. Gifts, derby chances. Harvey?
Not good.
He'll put Fields in, but
yeah, not good. I mean, he just shot his load last week. Debo had like 25, DK had like 29 or something. As much as I love Debo, I think he's the best receiver in the NFL, no troll. It's rare for him to do that 2 weeks in a row. I'm not saying he's gonna do nothing, but I don't think he's gonna do what Giff will need him to do. Breece Hall projected 8 is laughs. Got fleeced in the Goober League for that guy. He is terrible. Taysom Hill, this Wide Wide West squad, no chance.
Ross, what do you think? Giff chances in the derby?
I mean, Harvey said it all, man. That's pretty facts.
And Scotty, as a derby participant yourself, your threat level on Wide Wide West?
I'd say pretty high. This is a formidable opponent for us. Looking at their roster, just comparing it to mine, definitely formidable. Guys like Raheem Mostert could just break loose. Debo did it last week. Metcalf, they play each other. Could be some back and forth scoring there. And yeah, Breece can always break some long ones too. Kyler could run some in. Same with Fields. Fields could run some in. So, I think that I am quite scared of this Wide Wide West team, to be honest.
Watch out for Kyler this week, man. Kyler could go off.
Oh, is he on a bye?
Kyler's crazy.
Okay. All right, not Kyler. So not as scared. I just went from pretty worried to just semi-worried.
Okay. Next one, we got derby-bound GG against Lamar Nader. So Lamar Nader is, we've said, locked into fourth or fifth. GG, though, is an interesting one. Ross, why don't you start here? How about Goomba Gang's chances in the derby?
Better than some, but I don't think he has really a shot. Dude's just trash. Been trash all year. Like I said, I think there's worse teams in the derby, so credit to him for not being the worst team. But yeah, going to get smoked this week, and I think some other derby teams are going to score more than him. So see you next year, brother.
All right. Harvey, GG's chances in the derby.
They're high, Buff. They're really high. I'm dying on this GG Hill, man. I've been saying it for weeks. He's Bayek. He's insane. Now that he has a proven superstar in Jake Browning, Folsom High School, I just I don't see how anyone else is going to do it. I don't know if we're doing predictions, but everyone should know mine. Just he's built this team around superstars all of a sudden. Pacheco, Barkley, Tyreek, Devontae, Ridley, Browning, Keaton. Saints play Bryce. I mean, great GMing there, bro. He's too good, man. He's too good.
Interesting.
And Scotty, I'll ask you again, Scotty. Your thoughts on GG in the Derby with it coming down to potentially Saquon and Tyreek Hill on Monday Night Football?
Damn. Yeah, I mean, this is the number one team we've got circled. This is the hurdle. This is the bar. This is who we need to get over. This is the favorite to win the Derby. Andrew's got a good track record of preparing for this week, and he's done so with guys that are high variance that could go out. A lot of speedsters, a lot of guys who can score some putties. This is the bar. We're focused on GG this week.
And Bov, to add on that, Tyreek Hill deserves to be in the show playoffs, man. Like, that guy is insane. That guy is so sick.
Like,
put him in the playoffs. Don't put any of this all-star garbage roster in the playoffs. No one wants to see that. We want to see superstars. GG's got him, man. He's freaking got him. He's back.
All right, and the last game in Week 14, and this is the one that has two for-sure Derby participants, Los Cuervos against – he's been waiting all season for this. Ever since we knew that this was a garbage, trash, regular season, all-time worst season in franchise history, all-stars, this is the week. His little title here in our video call is It's Time. Ross, can either of these teams, including Star, win the Derby?
Yeah. Yeah. Scotty's gonna win hands down.
Okay, Harvey, can either of these two teams win the Derby?
No, there's well, Don has like a 4% chance, All Stars is in the negative, like, he is like bottom, like, dig a freaking hole for 30 years and you still won't hit All Stars. It's truly incredible to see a team this bad, Bov. You can't even count on Kelce anymore. He's trash because Mahomes is garbage, stinks, overrated, ugly, disgusting wife. Not Scotty. I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes and scumbag brother. So I got the Cuervos winning this game, not even close to winning the Derby. That'll be GG, baby. Love Ally Star, though. But I think deep down, he knows his fate. And he's going to give a spiel in about 10 seconds, trying to hype himself up. But deep down, he knows there's no chance, Bob.
O'Connell to Jacoby, three times.
Yeah, that's gauntlet. That's gauntlet.
All right, Scotty. I'm looking at it. I see that you won Let's see. You were in the playoffs last year, and then your previous, you've won 6, 6, 8, 7, 8. Just a very consistently winning franchise. And here you are in last place in the show at 2-11. It's been a miserable season. Your son, since he was born in September, has seen you win one game in fantasy football. One. Uno. Not even dose. Uno. But
correct.
You have a chance in week 14 in the Derby to salvage it all and save face and make the playoffs. How do you do it?
Yeah, me and Spence, we've been talking about this ever since he's been born, literally, about how to win this week. We knew it was going to be rough. We had injuries from day one. Aaron Rodgers tears his Achilles 5 minutes into NFL football. And it was all kind of downhill from there. We had to piece together some warm bodies to have a chance to make a big statement on December around 10th, 2023. And we picked up, we absolutely fleeced GG for Aiden O'Connell. We saw what he was doing those first couple weeks, thought he was the guy. Desmond Ritter's been known to run in some touchdowns. So we've got a couple of 10 projected points from each guy right now, which would be incredible. Absolutely love to see it. Jacoby Myers, one of the best one of the best draft picks that star made.
Wow.
Top 20 receiver.
That is insane.
And he's ready to ball. Travis Kelce, I feel like all the Taylor Swift buzz has kind of died down. KC Buffalo always is a shootout, like 31-34. He's ready to ball out. Damian Pierce found the end zone last week. He's finally healthy. Swift is reliable. Jay Cook comes back home. Let's go. TJ Hawkinson comes back home. JSN has started to get his fire, get his legs. And what else do? We had the Chargers defense like 6 weeks ago, knowing that they play Russ, who's known for a bunch of picks, and Cameron the Dicker kicker. We got our squad. We're going to hope to put up 90 and everybody else shit the bed, to be honest. But if that doesn't work out, we're going wine tasting that day. So can sulk in some good wine that day. We already got a backup plan.
Unreal. Wow. All right. Scotty, you're in the Derby, so we don't need a prediction from you. You're hoping to pull it out. Ross, official Derby winner prediction is
Scotty.
Let's go.
And Chris, official Derby prediction.
My brother, GG, the Goomba Gang, the best team name. They're going to get it done.
Who?
All right, GG, everybody. Good luck to all week 14. Scotty, good luck. And you and I are both going to need it.
Yeah.
And we will be back in 1 week. We will be joined by the commissioner of the show. We will be joined by division winner Dana Lyon. We will potentially be joined by a possible division winner, NorCal Tyler. And we will preview the show playoffs and pick your poison. It is getting down to the best time of the year with fantasy football playoffs. So good luck, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Good luck, brothers.
Congrats, guys.
Good luck.